The Chewitna Citizens Coalition is appealing a decision to reverse an order granting the group what's called an in-stream flow reservation. An IFR, in effect, saves water in a stream for a specific purpose. In this case, that reservation was granted in 2015 in order to protect salmon spawning grounds in Middle Creek. But the project that Chewitna sought to protect those spawning grounds from is no longer being pursued. This summer, DNR Commissioner Andy Mack reversed that previous order, triggering the latest legal fight. Ron Burnett is the president of the Chewitna Citizens Coalition.
The industries do not want the people to have any say in what they do. All they want is to get that product out of the ground, oil or whatever it is, and sell it and get more, and sell it and get more, and sell it. They don't care the aftermath at all. They don't care. They say they do. They don't.
Commissioner Mack made his decision this summer after Pac Rim Coal gave up trying to develop that area, citing a poor market for coal. He says that decision was based in part on an obligation to recognize the needs of one of the area's major landowners, the Alaska Mental Health Trust, which was affirmed by the courts 2 decades ago.
My decision in August was really focused on the fact that the asset itself, the proposed coal mine, is owned by the Mental Health Trust Authority. They have 1 million acres statewide, which they develop on behalf of their beneficiaries. I want to make sure that they get the benefit of that agreement in the early 90s. And I think it's time to sit down and try to settle this so that that area can potentially be protected.
The courts have sided with Chewitna in previous challenges, but Mack says decisions like this, with implications for wildlife, subsistence users, and developers, shouldn't be made at the administrative level. He points to other western states that have boards making similar decisions, ostensibly outside the realm of the politics of the day.
So if you go to a state like Colorado or Arizona or Idaho, they'll have a water resources board. Usually folks are appointed and they have some insulation from the political process. There's long terms. They have professional staff that really delve into these really critical and sensitive issues.
Burnett doesn't think that added layer of bureaucracy is needed, and he says when looking at all the other places in the world that no longer have salmon, the issue of water rights shouldn't be that difficult to resolve.
When I came up here in 1980, the Wetlands Act was really strong. I mean, you could not go out there until it was froze up. Some of it had to have a certain amount of snow cover. And now they're talking about just destroying it all. I'm not talking about destroying it and then 20 years it'll be better. It'll never be better again, ever.
The next step in this case is yet another stop in Alaska Superior Court. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.